Gravity, 7th of June 2009. The first link I want to shout out today is from Get Satisfaction. Get Satisfaction is a company based in San Francisco, run by a very nice guy called Thor, who we met at South by Southwest, not this year, but the year before. We just so happened to be wearing a Thor helmet at the time, and when he told us that his name was Thor, we had to give him the hat, the helmet, because, you know, you can't not give a Thor helmet to Thor, so we did. By the by, Get Satisfaction application for the iPhone, $199, $2, allows you while you're on the move, so you can find companies, products and people, upload photos, reply, comment on a topic. We use Get Satisfaction on Lifecast from Sleepy Dog. I started using it on Responder. It's a great site for getting public feedback, their opinions, how it made them feel, ideas, suggestions. It's almost like all of those things, a forum, a comment section, and a wiki all in one. It's a really neat system. It's very well laid out. It's got a fantastic UI to it, and I recommend it to anybody. Next link is expanddrive.com. Expanddrive is now in version 2.02, and since version 1.3, they've done some real hardcore work on the core component of it to make it really, really fast. So it's got support for FTP, SFTP, and Amazon S3, which is very useful for me because it means I can save image files in these local folders, which are really remote folders, and so you can assign, you know, lots of drag and drop basically, and it's already uploaded, which is pretty neat. One thing I do need to look into though is if I drag something to the folder, will it automatically set the permissions on it? Might see if just setting the permissions on the main directory, we will do that. If you've got a program like Coda or something similar to that, you might not get any benefit out of this. But if it's just you want a program that you can edit files natively on your machine as if they were folders, drives, but remote drives, obviously, this is the one to look out for. expanddrive.com/Mac. Next link is doubletwist.com. Doubletwist has been around for quite some time. It's by Dr. John, the guy who did the DVD decryptor, and he's done a lot of other stuff as well, but they're the main things that have, that's the main thing he's known for. What I like about DoubleTwist is it's got the sort of iTunes interface, very, you know, hardcore Coco interface, very clean, does something incredibly powerful, but it makes it look simple. And I really like the fact that you can plug all your devices into it. So if you've got a flip cam that you just take video on, but you never actually remembered to pull the content off, you plug your camera in, it shows it all in the system, you can export it to YouTube, you can share it with friends. Really, really cool, really lightweight. I also noticed there's like a free version, or it says you've got the free version, which I'm presuming that there's going to bring additional features or pro features out in the next version. Right, I'm going to rattle off four Twitter sites as well that I've been interested in the last few days. Some of these I found through my social networks. Tweet.me.it, shorten your links, share your social networks, and get real-time stats. Very similar to multi-URL in that it puts a bar at the top of the screen, but it has the ability to shorten links, share your social networks. So that's quite cool. It puts a little links to your social sites that you use. And yeah, it's really cool. It's really lightweight. I don't know if they've got an API yet. That'd be quite nice to see if they had an API for it. Next link is Backtweets. This is from the guys who give you Backtype. If you know what Backtype is, go and check it out. It's an ability to find and scan lots of different places for your brand. There's other things that you can do with it as well. They've released this advanced search tool for searching links on Twitter, and you can do a URL search from Twitter user to Twitter user from a date until a date. That's quite powerful. I'm not sure if it looks like they have got an API for the back tweets as well. Next link is Twist. See trends in Twitter. twist.flaptor.com. And what this is a visual representation from left to right in a time sort of period with peaks and troughs on it. And you can select a peak and it'll tell you how hot that topic is and how long for. Really cool little site. Next one is TweetBeep, free Twitter alerts by email. So have you ever wanted to get certain keywords or reminders, or, you know, catching up on things that you feel that you're going to miss out on? Very useful. Get them blasted to you by email, then you'll never miss them. See you tomorrow.